Okay, so that's it for the wrap-up. Let me just talk a little bit about what's coming up. We have gotten tremendous requests now for, it's been growing for about a year. And when I was in Albuquerque, I got a chance to talk to a lot of subscribers about it to address the topic of spiritual warfare. So we're going to do so with Franklin Sanders next week on October 9th. I'm very excited about it. Franklin is my pastor at Christ Our Hope Church. And he's promised me we're free to disagree. We debate these issues. So that's going to be a lively one. And I think one, because Franklin and I really believe we have had the opportunity to be overcomers in a great deal of spiritual warfare. So it's a topic very near and dear to our heart, one we enjoy talking about. Then the following week, very exciting, a wonderful chef in the San Francisco Bay Area, expert on fermentation, nutritionist Karen Diggs, who's had a remarkably successful Kickstarter campaign. And it's a great opportunity to talk about what are the ingredients of a successful campaign to crowdfund. How do you do it? Of course, this is the non-equity, this is the sort of donation or sell a product kind of crowdfunding, but we need to start there. Remarkable story. I don't want to give it away, but it just shows you what can be done. You never know until you try, and this one was Karen went in looking, I think, for $38,000 and came out with $186,000. It's quite remarkable. One of the Kickstarter campaigns we participated in the third quarter. And then the following week, I asked John Rappaport, it was his quarterly turn, and I said to him, you know, everybody wants to talk about spiritual warfare, and what amazes me is that I, as a Christian, always come out in exactly the same place as you, but we use different terminology and come at it slightly different. So would you do one on spiritual warfare, but completely from your point of view? I'm sure he'll come up with a different topic or name for it than that. So we're going to do some spiritual warfare in October, first with Franklin, and then John's going to do one on his own. So until next week with Franklin, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.